T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Making the drive in a little easier.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Starring 94.1.
All right, if you tell us your ex's first name and the reason the two of you broke up, one of us on the show will be able to do a spot-on impersonation of your ex. It's a gift that we've been somehow blessed with, and we're happy to share it with you.
It's an incredible talent. We bring it out around the lunch table, over beers. It happens. We've actually gotten really good at this.
Yeah, and now we don't do it often enough. So we'll take your calls. All we need is your ex's first name, the reason you guys broke up. We'll start that here in 30 seconds. JP, I think you're the best at this, so you can go first. Say hi to Nicole.
Nicole, what's up?
Good morning. I'm so excited about this.
Okay, I am too.
So my ex-boyfriend's name is Ralph, and he is a huge liar and a big old cheat.
Ralph lied and cheated.
What is something he lied about?
Other women.
Other women.
Mm-hmm.
But you got what I need. What you say, just a friend?
All right, JP, can you channel Ralph? Are you feeling it?
Yes, I am feeling it.
Okay.
All right.
This is you on the phone with Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, I can't come to your birthday party tonight. I'm sorry, babe. I'm just running a little bit late from work. Ran out of gas. I have to go to a boss's meeting on a Vespa, so I got to take the Vespa because I ran out of gas. And then the meeting's at a strip club. I don't know why it's there. And then I didn't even walk into there. I slipped on some grease.
I think you need more babes in there. I think Ralph strikes me as a babe user.
A babe guy.
Babe, just let me finish. You know, just listen to me when I'm talking to you.
Is Ralph a babe guy, Nicole?
So all of a sudden, babe, you're not going to believe this. I slipped on some grease and fell into the strip club, and this woman named Diamonds is just all over me, and I just don't even know how. It's not even my fault. It's like not even my fault. It like seriously, you're getting mad at me for being at a boss's meeting? Like, I'm trying to be a company man.
How close is that, Nicole?
It's so close, like even like the deep voice. Although I'm not sure if he knows what a Vespa is. He's not really right, so I'm not sure. But other than that, spot on, perfect.
All right, thanks, Nicole.
My day.
Thanks, babe.
All right, I'll take this one. Patty and Cumming.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Good.
Okay, Patty, give us your ex's name and why you broke up.
His name is Dirk.
Oh, Dirk. Thank you, God. Dirk. That's a gift right there.
Okay. Dirk.
And he cheated with a man.
He cheated on you with a man. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Dirk sounds like a finger guns guy.
Yeah.
Be a lot of like...
But a little country. Dirk, but a little guy.
Yeah. There's a lot going on here. Hey, Patty, I got to tell you something. We got a guys trip coming up this weekend. We're going to head up and camp. We're going to go. She's going to be me and Dylan. We're going to head up. There's not going to be any women there. We got the fishing poles. We got the tent. We got the Coleman. It's going to be so much fun. Dylan's got himself in a brand-new Ford F-250, and he just wants to take it up there and get some butt on the tires. You know what I'm saying? So we're just gonna roll out, and I don't know. We're going to take off Friday. We'll be back on Sunday, but you ain't got nothing to worry about. Oh, by the way, we're heading up. There's no cell phone coverage up on Brokeback, so we are not going to be able to get in touch with you at all, but we are going to be A-okay, and I'll see you Sunday when I get home, all right?
That was perfect. If you knew all of the details around him trying to cover it up, you guys hit it right on.
Yes.
Oh my God, awesome. That is hilarious. That was too funny. I needed that.
All right, who wants to go now, Kelly or Jen? Who's next?
Go, Jen.
Okay.
Jen, you are going to have to impersonate a guy. Oh, no. Here's a woman for you to impersonate.
Okay.
Say hi to Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hey, Sabrina. So tell us your ex's first name and why you broke up.
Okay. Her name is Laura.
Laura.
And we broke up. Yep. And we broke up after 8 years because, I wasn't showing enough affection outside of the bedroom, apparently. And I talked down to her like she was a kid. I didn't, I just talked down to her. And towards the end, I actually caught her talking to a bunch of women on one of those internet games, Game of War or whatever it was. Yeah, so
okay.
I caught her talking to
them.
So you got a lot to work with here.
I do. Okay.
Laura's a gamer.
Okay, Laura.
Okay.
Very needy.
Bring it,
Laura. Sabrina, here's the thing. You're just like perfect, and I can't be perfect. I mean, not all adults make their bed every day, Sabrina, and it's okay. I'm like everyone, all right? Like, I might not have a job, but I play a lot of video games. And do you have any idea how badly you make me feel when you go to work every day and earn a paycheck? I mean, it hurts my self-esteem. Nobody can be as accomplished as you, okay? We're not all perfect like you are, Sabrina. And I have to tell you that you haven't touched me in weeks, and that's why I'm playing Game of War with all these other super lipstick lesbians. They make me feel complete.
Sabrina, how close is that?
Pretty close.
Thanks, Sabrina. God, I love this game.
So fun.
Let's keep it going and do another round. 404-263-0941. Ex's first name, why you broke up.
The Jeff and Jen Show every morning. And 94 minutes of nonstop music at 9 on Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show's special talent is being able to nail an impersonation of your ex. And all we need is their first name and the reason why you broke up.
To make sure everybody gets a turn, let's do Sarah in Noonan and Kelly Cheese, Europe.
Hey, Sarah. Tell me about your ex-boyfriend.
So, Nick was very controlling, but he would also obsess and exaggerate about materialistic things. Clothes, his car, the price of his car.
So, he tried to make himself feel, or tried to make him look wealthy and important to other people by saying that his $30,000 car was a $50,000 car.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And Sarah, why did you and Nick break up at the end?
I mean, for those reasons, among others, he was also very, like, would swing from, I love you, I want to marry you tomorrow, to why did you go out in shorts?
Okay. I'm gonna nail this one. Hey, Sarah, it's Nick. I was just calling because, like, you haven't answered my calls in the last 15 minutes. And I know you're hanging out with, like, another dude that you're probably, like, banging, even though you guys, like, work together and it's probably nothing. But, you know, I think you're probably hooking up with him and, like, all my guy friends, too, because you, like, wear shorts and it's summertime. That doesn't make any sense. But I'm going to get in my Ford right now, my super expensive Ford that kind of looks like a Lexus, kind of. And I'm going to drive around and I'm going to follow you everywhere and make sure that you're not hooking up with all my friends, even though I think you are. And I'm going to wear my super cool tank top. Super cool tank top. It's like so in right now. And then I'm going to go to a rave and I'm going to hang out with all these girls and I'm going to accuse you of cheating on me. Because that's just how I am, you know? And like, wait, you're breaking up with me? Wait, what? Whatever. You don't deserve me, Sarah. I make so much money, Sarah. Whatever, Sarah. That's how I picture you're controlling Nick.
Is that close at all?
Nice.
I think Kelly and Sarah might have dated the same guy.
Weird.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, guys.
Jen, you want to try another one?
Sure.
All right. How about another Sarah who's found out that her boyfriend was engaged to another woman?
Okay. Ooh, this is going to be tough. All right, Sarah, what's your ex's first name?
Justin.
And why'd you break up?
I found out about 6 months later that he was engaged to a woman that lived in India.
Oh, did he ever live in India?
No, he owned his own company, so he took off work, I guess, for like 2 months and went to India just to hang out and apparently fell in love with some woman there and then came back and was supposed to bring her over at some point.
Okay, one last question, Sarah. How'd you find out?
He said he didn't have Facebook, but after a while I was like, okay, this is 2017, he doesn't have Facebook, so I found it.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was engaged.
Ooh. Okay, here's Justin.
And just one question. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. How long were you with him before you found out?
About 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. Sarah, here's the deal. When you're in business, I'm sure you don't understand what it's like to be a business owner. But when you're a business owner, you have to travel a long way. And nobody can find out about my life because it might hurt my business endeavor. So I don't have Facebook. Facebook is for people like you who are beneath me because I am a businessman. So I am traveling around the world, Sarah. Do you have any idea how hard that is? How difficult that can be on a man? I mean, you should support me in all of these endeavors because I'm a business owner, and I mean, who like me would bother with a Facebook page? Give me a break, Sarah. You're just paranoid. And, you know, when I travel to other places like India, I know about like 7 or 8 different languages, which I'm sure you just wouldn't understand because I need it for my business endeavors. And it's going to be, it's going to be huge.
Huge.
Was I anywhere close?
Yes, like talking down to me like that and just acting like I'm stupid. Yeah, that was perfect.
Perfect.
All right, we have time for one more. I want to do this one. Barbara in Decula.
Hi.
Hi, tell us your ex's first name and why you guys broke up.
It's Gary.
Gary.
And it's gambling.
Oh.
He was actually known in the poker games as Al Bundy.
Okay.
Al Bundy. And oh, good.
Yeah, we ended up losing our house, but there's a really funny story behind that.
We don't want to hear it. This is all right. This is the impersonation. All right, you ready? All right, you ready?
Okay.
Barbara, baby, listen, this is going to be the weekend. I got a line on a game that's happening. It's high stakes. The buy-in's only $300. I took it out of savings. I know we need new tires, but don't worry about it, baby, because I got you a whole new car. It's going to come at you next week because this is the game. This is my week. I also got this month's mortgage payment on the Super Bowl. How are the Falcons not going to win this? How are the Falcons not going to win this, baby? You got to trust me. I do the math. I don't just gamble. Like, gambling is for suckers. Gambling is for losers. I go in there educated. I do my homework. I do my research. Baby, I got this.
Was he close?
He was great.
Yes.
But I just want you to know.
We don't care.
I ended up remarrying him.
Oh no.
Nobody cares.
Oh no, Barbara.
Our 30th anniversary is tomorrow.
Okay.
And he's my best friend.
Did he give up gambling?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara. Don't play this for your husband. don't share with him our impression of him because he frightens me just a little.
Okay, well, that's cool. That's neat, Barbara, the way you did that bit right there that's going to get me shot. Well, that's enough for this bit for a while.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.